The Defense Department is fighting gender bias in the military department and workplaces by approving lean-in group meetings before, during, and after work hours. Lean-In is a nonprofit started by Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. The organization closes the leadership gap for women in the workplace by opening dialogue between colleagues. The groups are open to men and women. Lean-In says it has more than 24,000 groups in 120 countries. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met with Sandberg and 12 female service members and DoD employees to talk about the challenges women face in the workplace. Federal News Radio's reporter Scott Massioni discusses with participants how these lean-in groups are helping.
Only 9% of generals in the United States military are women, but as part of that 9%, Brigadier General Patricia Frost uses her lean-in circle at Fort Belvoir to reach out to others in the workplace who face challenges as they grow in their career.
So I think really, really critical is just the forum. So it's knowing people have your trust, that it's non-attribution, that you're just trying to express any concerns or challenges that you're having. And I think what you learn when you bring the groups together is that your challenges are not just your own, that several other people are probably having the same challenge, and that people feel that they can come and openly discuss it. And what I've done is been able to link other people up with people that maybe have solved that problem already, or give them another mentor that's maybe junior in rank that could help them get to that next progression of where they're trying to go in their career. It comes to communication. How do we communicate? How do we do counseling better, mentoring better, and just having that open dialogue, which in the age of our phones and email, you get lost in just this communication over the digital means by having the face-to-face discussion.
General Frost's Lean-In Circle meets in an unconventional way. They're a fitness group, but not all Lean-In Circles are so intense. Navy Commander Emily Bassett's group meets in a more formal setting.
So what's great about Lean-In is they are unique. Each circle is unique to its own group. My group in Norfolk, we have chosen to choose Saturday mornings as what's worked for us, and we rotate from one house to another. So we'll do it in the comfort of our own home, in a living room. And the formality exists with the Lean-In discussion guides that are found on leanin.org. So we pick a topic the month prior, and we all, prior to coming to that particular Lean-In group, we watch a 5 to 20 minute video, and then we follow a discussion guide when we meet. So there is a degree of formality in our group, and then it lasts about 2 hours, that Lean-In group. That's been working phenomenally well for us to focus our discussions on the material that leanin.org offers.
Lean-In Circles are part of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's Force of the Future program, which tries to make DoD competitive to employees when compared to the private sector. Carter's been especially close with Silicon Valley companies since he became Secretary of Defense. He's called on corporations like Google and Facebook to help the U.S. military maintain its technological superiority over rivals like Russia and China. It makes sense that the department wants to hire gifted tech professionals for this task. Carter and Sandberg say Lean-In is one of the best ways to improve the workforce, not only for women, but for all employees. Carter spoke about this in his address to female service members.
For us to attract and retain the best people in the years ahead, we need to draw the top talent from the largest and most complete pool of Americans that we can. And the simple fact is that women make up half of the American population. Whether here at the Pentagon or on a mess deck, or on a corner of an airplane hangar, Lean-In Circles made up of service women and men are taking place around the world. These small groups are getting together to learn, to grow together, and to encourage one another to work towards their ambitions. One of the things I'm proudest of about this place is that DoD is fundamentally a learning organization. We try to face our problems and surmount them. And Lean-In Circles give us a way to do that best in an area where we need to learn and improve.
All of the women I spoke to agreed that biases were a huge problem. I spoke with Air Force Master Sergeant Heather Morales about some of the challenge discussed in the Lean-In Circles after the speech.
There's a strong suggestion a lot of times when women are successful that they were successful because they're cute, or they're successful because they're women. And those are some of the biases or the underlying things that people just don't understand, that when a woman is successful, it has nothing to do with her looks, and it has to do with her hard work. So these Lean-In Circles taking place that are in military facilities through military communication to set them up, allowing that, are going to allow people to have discussions at all levels about how to help women to get to those top levels. Because I don't think it's a problem with getting people in the military. I think we have a lot of the right women in the military, but due to concerns, they get out for some reason. So it's finding a way to keep those women in and keep them moving up. And these circles are something that can help to keep the right women in the right places and to find the mentorship and sponsorship they need to keep moving in their career.
General Frost also noticed that employees sometimes unconsciously treat women differently. She said one of the first questions some women are asked are, when will they start a family?
So what I tell the female soldiers is that's not a valid question if that's the first question out of their mouth. And that's where we kind of have to educate that it's not about when they're going to start a family, because what happens is, and you'll see it in Cheryl's book, is you tend to already take a step back, that the young women will start to question, well, maybe I shouldn't try to go for that next leadership position because I am maybe considering starting a family. So I think it's they don't recognize the question they're asking and then the doubt that they're already putting onto a young soldier. So it's just having that conversation. It's like that's not a question to ask.
Men have been joining lead-in groups to better understand the challenges Frost brings up. The group Morales runs has two men who participate. One is her direct supervisor who wants to learn how he can better serve his employees.
When men want to be there, when it's their choice to be there and they want to be there, they're a very, very great asset because they really want to understand what it is that causes the issues or what maybe they're doing wrong that they don't even know. And the other man that's in our circle has a daughter that's a teenager. And, you know, she's going to be struggling with these things as she grows up. And so, again, while he wants to learn to be a better leader, a better commander of his people, he also has a vested interest in the future of his child, you know, of his daughter, and in her growth in the corporate America in the future.
From the Pentagon, this is Federal News Radio reporter Scott Massioni.